Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma right now is centered just north of the coast of the Dominican Republic with a core of Category 5 winds of up to 180 miles per hour in the eye wall to the north of that country, moving off to the west-northwest at about 17 miles per hour. We have hurricane warnings in effect for the north coast of Hispaniola, all of the Bahamas, the hurricane watch in effect for much of Cuba. We expect Irma to continue moving west-northwestward until we get into Saturday, and then we expect the storm to slow down and make a northward turn somewhere in the vicinity of the Florida Peninsula. Right now, our forecast takes the center of Irma up along the east coast of the peninsula and up into South Carolina, Georgia area by early Tuesday. However, there's a lot of uncertainty in the timing and details of this turn. It could move a little to the left of our forecast or a little to the right. And timing and exactly when and where that turn occurs is going to make a big difference on the local impacts that anyone will see in the Florida Keys, the Florida Peninsula, and on up into Georgia and the Carolinas. But at this point, everyone in Florida should be ready for the potential effects of a major hurricane, including hazards such as storm surge, very high winds, and very heavy rainfall, with those hazards spreading northward into Georgia and the Carolinas early next week, potentially. Everybody should in Florida should have their hurricane plan in place. If you've been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please do so. In terms of when we expect conditions to begin to deteriorate, this is the most likely time that we expect tropical storm force winds to first arrive. So in South Florida and the Florida Keys, we're expecting tropical storm force winds to begin late in the day on Saturday, progressing up into Central Florida by Sunday morning, North Florida by late Sunday, and then into Georgia and South Carolina by Monday morning. So those are going to be the times that you want to have your preparations complete. And again, please listen to any advice that you're given from your local officials regarding evacuations. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 8 a.m. update on Hurricane Irma.